Sunday, Teth Cheshvan, Rabbi Elisha, couple, B'inyan, evaluating Nizakin.
Just want to be makdim before we start that a lot of the things that we'll speak about are lahalocha, but they're not lemaisa. That means if someone has a similar case, a similar shaila, he should ask a rov, because one little thing in the shaila can change dramatically what the psak should be. Just want to start with two shailas. I hope they're not common, but we'll talk about the halacha of these two shailas be'erch. One of them is if someone's driving his car down the street. It's not a new car; it's an old car. It has one or two dents, one or two scratches already on it. And somebody turns in and hits his car. Makes a small dent, makes a small scratch. Two yidden. So the person comes out of his car, he's all upset. What do you mean? You dented my car. You scratched my car. You should pay for it. They go, they find out how much it costs to fix up the scratch. £500, £700 the dent. It cost a lot of money to fix the dent, the scratch. So he says, what do you mean? You have to pay, you have to fix it. You dented my car, you scratched it, you made up a kvetch there. Pay for it. And the other person says, am I mechuyev to pay? And so the question is he mechuyev to pay for the dent or the scratch that he made? And if he's mechuyev, how much does he have to pay? Does he have to pay the full amount, whatever it costs to repair, or not? Now you'll say, for sure he has to pay. Why shouldn't he have to pay?
Okay. How much is the old car worth?
Oh, that's why I said it's an old car. I said it's an old car. It's worth a few £1,000. So, another case would be someone has a house, and someone is playing ball around the house, a kid, a bar mitzvah bacha, a child's potter, and he knocks the ball through a window. He breaks the window of the house. So the owner's all angry. You broke my window. Pay, you repair it. It costs a few £100. Replace a window. Double glaze, single glaze. But it costs money to replace. Mamon of Shach. Is a person mechuyev to pay when he breaks someone's window to his house? You'll say, for sure he has to pay. Why shouldn't he have to pay? I just want to say a Mishnah. A Mishnah in Baba Kama, Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis. The Mishnah is talking about all different types of nezek, and then the Mishnah says we're talking about animals mazik, but in this aspect there's no chiluk who's the mazik, even if a person makes the same hazak. And the Mishnah says keitzad meshalemes ma'ashei zika. How do you pay for damages? The Mishnah says we're talking about an animal went into a field and he ate one arug, one row. Let's say it was wheat, barley, strawberries, doesn't really matter. An animal went and he ate one row from a whole field. And so the shaila is, how do we evaluate how much one has to pay for that damage? So the Mishnah says, Shomin beis so ba'oisa soda. We take a beis so, which is a measurement of that field. Kama hoisa yofa v'kama hi yofa. We look at it in its totality, how much was it worth before the animal was mazik, and how much is it worth today? Which means if it was worth 10,000 and now it's worth 9,900, then the hezek, the monetary hezek that the animal or a person caused you, is only the £100 in this mashal. Because that's how much the field was worth till now, and now it's worth less. So that's the money that I was mafsid you. The animal was mafsid. Azei shteite Mishnah. Reb Shimon Oimer, Reb Shimon argues, and Reb Shimon says like this, Ochla peiris gmurim, meshalemes peiris gmurim. If we ate ripe fruit, then you have to pay the full value of the fruit. That means if you ate strawberries, and strawberries you charge £1 for a box, then for every box the animal ate, you have to pay £1. You don't look at the field how much it was worth and how much it's worth now. Lamaisa Rashi says that Reb Shimon doesn't argue on the Chachamim in Gansen, completely. Reb Shimon agrees with the Chachamim if the Peiros were not Gmurim. That means they weren't completely ripe yet. They were still on the way to getting ripe. Reb Shimon will agree with the Chachamim that we don't say how much an unripe strawberry is worth, and that's what you should pay for. Reb Shimon agrees, you look at the whole field, how much was it worth, and how much is it worth. The whole machlokes, Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, is when somebody eats fruit that are already ready to be picked, you just haven't picked them yet, you haven't managed to pick them yet, and Mamela, how much do you pay? Lemaisa, so I just want to be mesakim what we have till now. So we have here a Mishnah, which tells us that when you're evaluating Nezek, you don't evaluate in general the Nezek as a thing in itself, but rather you evaluate the total picture, how much momenus diga hezek I caused you, how much money loss did I cause you by doing this damage. Lemaisa, the Gemara Daf Nun Ches learns this out from a pasuk. The Gemara learns this out from a pasuk, and Reb Shimon agrees with that. Like we said, the only machlekes Reb Shimon is by fruit that are already ripe. Sorry, the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. The Gemara ubir bisday acher. It's a ribui by nezek that we look at the field. That's what the Gemara learns there. The Gemara has a few questions that we learn out for something else. But that's lemaisa what the Gemara's maskana is. Now the pshat in the machlokes of Shimon and the Chachamim is in a very small aspect. The pshat in the machlokes is everyone agrees that if somebody has a cow and you damage the leg, no pasuk, there's nothing for it. But that's a mafurisha Gemara later on that you say how much was the cow worth till now, how much the cow is worth now. Someone has an eved, you blinded his eye, the Mishnah says, we say how much was the eved worth with the eye, how much is the eved worth without an eye. That's the halacha, there's no pasuk for it. Suddenly over here, the Gemara needs a pasuk to tell you that we evaluate the field. And the pshat from it is pashat, that when you're looking at nezek, nezek is how much damage. Damage is money. How much money was I mazik you? So by an eved, there's no such thing as an eye of an eved. It's not an individual object. An eved is one thing. It's an eved. A cow is a cow. There's no leg of a cow and a hand of a cow and a head of a cow. The money of the cow is the cow. That's the whole thing. So of course, that's pashat, that you look at the cow, how much it was worth, how much is it worth now, and the difference, that's what I was mazik you. Masha'en came by a field. Who told you to look at the field? Maybe look at this row. Maybe look at this row. Everyone's going to agree, if someone has a basket full of fruit, and someone comes and he takes two fruits and he eats it, you don't say how much the basket devaluates by taking two fruits, because these two fruits have nothing whatsoever to do with the basket. It's punked in the basket. But the hezek that I caused you, a fruit is an individual item. So the havamina would have been in the Mishnah that a row or every fruit is an individual item. And of them, the Gemara dashes from a pasuk that no, kol zman it's mechuber to the field, we view it as part of the field. Reb Shimon only argues on one aspect of that, and he says when the fruit are already ready to be picked and they don't need the field anymore, you can't view it as a part of the field. But avada un avada, when you're evaluating hezek, you have to view where did I cause you the hezek. And if the hezek was caused in a cow, then you look how much value the cow goes down. So it comes out from this Gemara, which is the pashtus, how you should look at hezek, that if somebody has a house worth a lot of money, and someone breaks a window on it, then the house's value, l'chayra, does not go down. That means someone might use a broken window when he's coming to buy a house as a way to bargain, to try to get the price cheaper. But if he's holding by paying £400,000 for the house, he's going to pay £400,000 with a broken window and without a broken window. He might try use it to negotiate, but lemaisa, if he wants the house, he'll pay the same amount with the window, without the window. The same thing when it comes to a scratch on a car, a dent, then it could be the price goes down sometimes. But the amount that the price goes down is not dafka relevant to the cost of the repair. which means you have a car that's 10 years old and it's only worth £5,000, and you make a little scratch or a dent and the mechanic says £700, the value of the car, when it has three other dents on the other side, doesn't go down £700. It's not mukhrach to go down. The value of the car could go down £50. So you should pay him only £50. The guy knocked off the mirror. How much does the value go down? You're going to repair it. It's going to cost money to repair. But l'chayr from the Gemara's mavur, we don't care what you're going to pay. What you're going to pay, that's grama, that's garmi. He's causing you indirectly. You have to look at the car. How much was it worth till now? How much does it go down? It might go down the same amount. It's possible you'll have a case where the car is an expensive car and this and that. You'll have a case where it'll go down the same amount. But Lemaisa, from the Gemara, Lechoyra, the Pashtas would be that you'll look at the Hezek a completely different way. Lemaisa, and this is brought down, it's a big Chiddush, but you could have a case which is the opposite, whereby somebody has a house and somebody goes and makes it cosmetically look like a wreck. And the cost of repair might be £20,000. He's mazik you. But the amount someone will pay for it, when someone comes to look at the house, it looks, oy, a churva, and he doesn't want it, and it goes down more than £20,000. It goes down £50,000. He doesn't know how much it costs exactly to repair and every item. He says, it doesn't look good, it looks like a churva, I'm paying less for it. So this is a new shaila, which we might touch on, but does he have to pay the £20,000? Can he pay the £20,000? Or can the owner say, hey, the house was worth 300, now it's worth only 250, give me 50. Can he say that? That's already the same shaila the other way around. The Chazon Ish says la halacha, in such a case, I think it's a big chiddush, we'll talk about it, that yes, he can say, give me £50,000, because that is the monetary damage that you caused me. Because I had a house till now which I owned, which was worth £300,000, and now my house is worth £250,000, you owe me 50. To repair only costs £20,000. Doesn't matter, but if the shuk is willing to pay for in its current state £250, then that's what you have to pay me the difference. The Maisa, there's a Rambam, we know there's a rule that we don't make a shvua on karka. That means if someone is mechuyev, is a moida b'miktsas, that means if I take someone to Beis Din and I say, I lent you $100, £100, and he says, I owe you 50, I don't owe you another 50, he has to make a shvuas moida b'miktsas. He agrees in part, and he denies part, he makes a shvua. When it comes to karka, that means if I say, that field is mine, and you stole it from me, and he says, no, I only stole half from you. Half was always mine. There's no shvua d'yaisa. We learn that from a pasuk, a klal o prato klal. There's no shvua whatsoever on karka. Midrabanan, they don't mechayev a shvua. But minatayu, you take someone to Beis Din, and you tell him, you stole a karka from me, and he said, I stole half. Half isn't yours. The half I stole, I have to give back. The other half, you're stuck. You can't do anything to him, unless you bring Edim. But if you don't have Edim that he took it from you, you can't say, oh, make a shvua that you didn't steal the other half. Lemaisa the Rambam, one second. The Rambam in Perek Hey from Toyim Venitan. Halacha Dalot. Halacha beis. The Rambam says like this. What happens, someone has a field, and somebody came, and he dug up his field. He dug a few ditches, a few holes. The Rambam says, V'chein ha'choyfe besode chaveyoi boyois shichin uma'oreis. A boy is a round hole, a shiach is a long narrow hole, uma'oreis is a cave. But he dug in someone else's field, he caused damage. V'hifsida. V'areyu chayiv l'shalem, he has to pay. So the Rambam says, Bein shatan o shechofar, he claimed that he dug. V'hu oim eloi chofarati, he denied it completely. He said, you dug two caves. And he says, I only dug one. That's a Shvuas Eidechad. Shvuas Heses is a Shvuas Rabbanon. The Rambam says, there's no difference if you're Moedah B'Mikzas, if you're Eidechad, if you're Koifer HaKoil. Whatever you do, you're not Mechuyev Shvuas Minatari. The Makoy for the Rambam is the Gemara of Matzia Dafei. The Ravid comes along, and he says like this: Oma Avram Nirim Dvorim Shetovoy Lemalois Hachafiris. When is there no Shvua? When I claimed him, when I was Toyveya him, fill up the holes, fix up the damage that you caused. Hareyu Keshaval. If my claim against him was a monetary claim, I claim from him, pay for the damage, I'm claiming money, Zog the Raiva, that's nothing to do with karka. I'm claiming you owe me £1,000, and he says, no, I owe you £500. It's true, I'm claiming you owe me £1,000 because you damaged my karka. But my claim is, pay me money. Zog the Raiva, if I'm claiming money, And you're made in part of the money, that's money. That's nothing to do with karka, I'm a mailer to the shvur. But if I'm claiming you, on you, fix the damage, fix it, then avadu navada, that's karka. Fixing karka is karka. That's what the Ravid says. So we see in the Ravid's machadish, which the Rambam doesn't have such a musik, the Ravid's machadish, there's a new musik called, if someone breaks my window, I can tell him two things. I can say pay, and if I say pay, then I get zero. But I can tell him fix it. I can go to Beis Din and say, I don't want any money. I'm not to pay you money. I don't want any money. You come along and you fix my window. And the Ravid says there is such a tvia. Where the Ravid got such a tvia from, I don't know. But they all ask on the Ravid. The Magid Mishnah is matmi on the Ravid. And I'll read you the lashon because it's very sharp. Ve'ein achiluk shekosav harav zal nira nochin. The chiluk that the rav, which is referring to the Ravid, doesn't seem right. Shere'ein biyad hatoveya lachriach lanitva lemalois loy hachafiris. There's no way you can force somebody to fill up the holes. Elo imrotzem meshalom loy nizko ve'afseidoy. If he wants, he can pay you the damages. There's no such thing as saying, Dr. Magid Mishnah, come along, fix up my hole. Fix up the holes you've dug. There's no such din, Dr. Magid Mishnah. And Lamaisa, the Mukha Yosef, the Ran, they all go with a pashtus, not like the Ravid, that you cannot claim on anybody to fix your damages. So Lamaisa, so far, what do we have? We have like this. We have that if you're going to evaluate according to the Hezek, then either there'll be no pras, there will be no damages, or there'll be minimal, by a car, let's say in that example, or a house. There'll be no damages, or there'll be minimal. But if you hold like the Ravid, not like the Magid Mishnah, there's a way out. You could tell the fellow who scratched your car, fix the scratches. I don't want money from you. I want you to fix it. Fix my mirror, fix my window, whatever it is, I can be tivei you like that. And then it's a machlekes Rambam and Ravid, and even though most Rishonim go not like the Ravid, lemaisa the Shach, in Choshe Mishpat, Simon Tzadik Hei, the Shach says like this. He brings down the Magid Mishnah, and he says like this, Vani Oime, Masha Kosav, Shaharei, Ein Biyad Hatuivea, Lachriach Lanitva, Lemalus Leach Afiris. that the person who's claiming, the person who had the damage, cannot force him to fix the damages. That's the Magid Mishnah's taina. There's no such halacha. So he says, "V'lo yodati menoleho." And he comes along and he says, "Heicha she'efshe l'sakein mistabra she'chayiv hamazik l'sakein hanazik." The shach holds. The poskim don't say like the shach, but Lamaif says there's a shach which comes along and he says that the whole halacha of shomin agav, what we have in Al Gemara, is only damage that cannot be fixed. When you eat someone's aruga, you can't fix it. You can replace it, but you can't fix it. So when you have to replace something, then zok the shach, you have to evaluate how much was it worth till now, how much it's worth now. But anything that could be fixed, like you make a scratch, you could fix it. Or in his case over here, you made a hole in the karka, so you can fill up the hole. You can bring the earth back and you can fill up the hole. So anything that could be fixed, zok the shach, avada on avada, you can be teveya him to fix up the hole. Lamai says the nasivas, the tumim, Rabbi Yonis and Aibishitz, they say not like the shach. And Rabbi Yonis and Aibishitz says so much that he has a whole different pshat in the Ayvad, and avada on avada, you cannot be teveya somebody to fix up the holes in the karka. That's lemaisa, the maskona, not like the shach. Lemaisa, the chazanish, says a chiddush, that lefid, before, he says a lot of chiddushim, but on the shach himself, he says, what would be the halacha in such a case? When you broke the window of a house, windows cost her £200. By the time he took you to Beis Din and he schlepped and this and that, it was already half a year, and now the same window that he broke cost £300. It went up in price. How much does he have to pay you? Zog the Chazanish. It depends what you're paying for. If you're paying for Hezek, then if you look at the damage at the time of the Nezek. And if the damage at the time of the nether was £200, I don't care what the replacement cost is today. But if you say like the shach, that the main chiev is to replace it, to fix up the damage, to fix up the holes, then whenever I take you to Beis Din, that's the price you have to pay, because you have to fix up the hole. It's not, and so mamela, you can end up paying more, you can end up paying less. It goes both ways. That's what the Chazanish says, la halacha lefi das hashach. Yeah, Lemaisa, the Chazanish himself, says another big chiddush. That even if you hold like the Rambam, and even if you hold like the other poskim, that say that there's no such tviya to fill up and fix the damages, and so l'chayre, in many cases, there won't be any damages to pay. There'll be no hezek, or there'll be very minimal. The Chazanish comes with his own svara, he brings a few rayas to it, but he says like this. Any time you have something which by most people is oimed to be replaced, then everyone agrees that you have to pay the replacement value. Which means to say like this, people don't have broken windows in their house. A house that you're living in and you're using, then if someone breaks your window by accident, you don't know who it is, then you go and you pay for it and you replace it. If someone knocks your mirror off, then you replace it, because you need to replace it. There's nothing you can do about it. You need a mirror. And so, Mela, something that's oimed to be replaced, zot the Chazanish, avada on avada, everyone agrees, you have to pay for the replacement cost. Now, l'chayre, it's a pella. Because if you argue on the Ra'ivad, he's not going in the Ra'ivad, he's not going with the Shach, and you say that damage is the monetary loss that I caused you, then that's the Gemara. The monetary loss that I caused you is how much the thing went down in value. That I caused you to lay out money to fix something, that's a regular grammar. In Kol HaTorah Kula, if I cause you to spend money, I do something that causes you indirectly to spend money, then there's no such halacha at all that I can come along and say that you should pay me. Lotzis de Shamayim, maybe I'm a chuyev. But in Beis Din will say, sorry, he was a grammar. It's only damage that he does be yodayim. So if you look at the damage, that we have a Gemara, a Sugya, without a Ra'ivad, that you look at the damage, how much it was worth till now, and how much it's worth now. So the Chazanish says, he brings a few Ra'ivs, that no, you have to pay the replacement value. So Lamais, I think the pshat in the Chazon Ish is like this. The Chazon Ish says that when you go and you break a leg of a cow, then the hezek is that you see the hezek in the cow. That's the hezek. So Mameil is the Chazon Ish, you look at the cow, how much it was worth till now, and how much it's worth now. So L'chorin, normally when you break a window, we don't see the window as something by itself, like a fruit by Reb Shimon. We see the window as only as a part of the house. And if the window is only part of the house, of course you're going to value the house, how much it was worth till now, and how much it's worth now. Zog the Chazon Ish Chiddush, that something that's aimed to be replaced, you can view it as a thing by itself. So a window is a window. So of course, when you break the window, you have to look, how much does a window cost? Like when you eat a fruit, you look how much a fruit costs. When you break a window, you have to look how much a window costs. And Amela, when you break someone's mirror or someone's car window, then you don't look at the car, how much you value it, because something that's aimed to be repaired and replaced, and he says you need not that you'll replace it, but something that rave people, if they have to pay for it, will have to they will replace it themselves. Not that when Yenna pays, okay, now I'm replacing it. But something which most people replace regardless of who's paying for it, regardless of anything, like the Chazon Ish, then you can view it as a thing in itself. That's it. I just want to finish with a vort on the parasha. So Mori de Gevort, some Sofer, Reb Shimon Sofer, brings it down in the Hakdama to Tshuvas Chasam Sofer Yeridea. That was the first volume that was printed from Chasam Sofer. And Reb Shimon Sofer, his son, writes in the Hakdama something his father used to always say over. It says in Parashas Bereishis, Vayishalei chanoich eso Elokim ve'einenu, ki lukach oisoi Elokim. That Chanoich was so heilig that he went up to Shemayim alive, and it says in Chazal that he became a malach, ad kedekach that he became a malach, and he was very, very heilig. We don't find Avraham Avinu. Avada, we're talking about the Ovus, we're talking about Kadmoinim, but I'm just saying over what he says. I'm not adding, I'm not subtracting. And Lamaise, Avraham Avinu, we don't find he reached that Madregas. Avraham Avinu was Nifta. Avraham Avinu, we don't find, became a Malach. We don't find anything. But still, Zok Dechsam Saifa, when it comes to Avois, Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yankov. Even though we all come from Chanoich, but at the end of the day, Chanoich, we don't say Elokei Chanoich. Chanoich is not one of the Avos. It's not one of them. So Dechsam Saifa asks, why is that? Why Chanoich wasn't a much? We find Chanoich wasn't a much bigger madrega than Avraham Avinu. So why don't we say Elokei Chanoich? Why are we not misyachas? Yidden are misyachas Avraham Yitzchak V'Yankiv. That's it. We don't go higher than Avraham. Ad kedei kach de chido in Shem Agdolim, when he talks about names and names and names, every time he comes along a name that was before Avraham Avinu, he questions, we don't give names from before Avraham Avinu. So how do you find there was a tzaddik called Chanoich, or there was a tzaddik called Noyach, or there was this tzaddik or that tzaddik, and on that he gives always terutzim, but because you don't go till Avraham Yitzchak V'Yankov. We don't go higher than that. What's the pshat? So Chasam Sofer says, Chasam Sofer says, the Avada on Avada Avraham Avinu, if he would have concentrated on his own Madregas and his own Nevuah and his own Shaychas to the Eibishter, and that would have been his effort, then Avada, he would have reached the Madrega even higher than Chanoich. But Avraham Avinu was limed das esoom. He was mevater zokter Chasam Sofer from his own madrigas. He gave everything away, abi, to teach his children and teach his grandchildren and teach people and make achnasas orchim and do mitzvahs and ma'isim toivim. That's where he put his effort. Chanoich in his generation, Avada, we're not saying who was great or anything. He did what he was supposed to do. But Avraham Avinu, what he did was he built Klal Yisrael. He taught his children, and he learns it up in a pasuk. In this week's parasha, the Chasam Sofer says, the Eibishter says, "Vashem Omar, Hamchase ani Avraham shani oisa. Am I hiding something that I am going to do? Avraham hoyo yir legoy gadol va'otzum. Avraham is going to be a great nation. V'nivrichu voy koil goye oretz, and all everyone will be gebenched from him. Why? Zok the pasuk ki yedativ, because I know." Leman Ashi Yitzave Ezbonov Ezbeisoy Achrov. He's going to teach his children and his household. Veshomro Derech Hashem Lasis Tzadko Mishpat. That was the gadlus from Avraham Avinu. And Mamela the Chasam Sofer Firzois, that's what he used to always say to his Talmidim, to his children, that the tachlus of every Yid is that in his way, in his aspect, he has to teach his children, teach his family, teach his friends, always Leman Veshomro Derech Hashem Lasis Tzadko Mishpat.
Right, yeah.